Dead silence.
That was awesome. I really liked that. It was like, who's going to crack first?
I finally saw Rogue One.
Did you like it?
Oh, yeah.
It was absolutely excellent.
Yeah, I thought it was
real good. Easily the...
The best one of all the new ones.
It's easily the fourth or third best Star Wars.
Yeah.
It definitely gave Jedi a run for its money.
I tell you, when you get to the end and Vader shows up and does his thing, oh, man, that's good stuff.
The whole thing was gold. The only thing that I didn't like about it was that it, you know, showed me that the other four movies could have been excellent, and they chose to make them garbage.
Right, because that one's so good.
It was. And they all could have easily been that good.
Like I said, my complaints were really minor. It was just, you know, it's a Star Wars movie, so I want the text at the beginning and the big sound.
Sure. I hear what you're saying.
It's a Star Wars story, not a Star Wars movie. I'm fine with that.
Yeah,
I'm okay with it too, but I get it. I hear what you're saying.
It just would have made me feel better if it had the...
Yeah, even the wacky robot was pretty cool.
Yeah, he was not annoying.
No. Nope.
He was comedy relief without being annoying.
Right.
So that was good. That was fine. I was down with that.
Yep. I was a little neutral on Saul Guerrera.
Yeah.
He was just a boring character that pointlessly sucked oxygen to irritate me.
Yeah.
And
only, like, randomly. Like, not that he needed to live, like, every 30 seconds
right,
or something.
Right, he just wanted, like, a little hit to give himself a boost of, I don't know. It was so good. What a good movie that was. All the characters were good. The blind Jedi and his sidekick with the repeating bolt gun was sweet as hell. Admiral Ackbar's dad was cool.
Yeah.
Really, everything.
I was surprised that they didn't just have Admiral Ackbar.
Maybe he wasn't the Admiral just yet.
But that guy has some different name.
What's that?
The guy who was not Admiral Ackbar.
Yeah, no, I was going to say maybe Ackbar had not been appointed to the Admiralship yet.
Oh, it took another 2 weeks?
I don't think he took him to the third movie to become the Admiral. Maybe something happened during New Hope or Empire 2.
All the other Mon Calamari were getting killed off, so he got promoted up.
Maybe the flagship didn't make it out of there once the Death Star showed up. But you're right, even there at the end, that was some dope Darth Vader stuff. Eight dudes are blasting at you, and you're just slapping them aside like they're not even there.
That was the best part. He just like walked in with like disdain.
Yeah.
Like they're all like, there's 60 of us. Yeah, blasters. He's like, oh, why are you bothering me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let me kill all of you and get you out of my way because you're pissing me off.
Right, and how amazing do you have to be? Because what other scenario does someone, board someone else and they send their number one dude first?
Right.
He's like,
because he does it like a boss.
Right. Don't waste time with shock troops. Send our most valuable character forward first.
Because he has no chance of getting hurt. He's just like, whatever, lasers, yep, I'm going to block all this stuff. Okay, I'm just going to keep walking forward, and you're all dead.
Yeah. Even the Peter Cushing CGI was pretty dope.
Yeah. I just thought it was kind of weird that they wait, like, that he didn't, like, force choke or anything the guy who was passing the information through the door. Like, he's like, I'm going to stroll up to that guy and get to him last. I was like, all right. But, yeah, good movie. Good times, good times. Thank God they made one that was good, because the rest of them are all turds. All right. Nothing to add? We ready to go live?
Yeah.
Sure.
I have the dope show stuck in my head for some reason.
Because I say dope way too often?
Yes. Non-stop Marilyn Manson tracks in my head.
Because you are, in fact, a star in the dope show?
That's true. We're all stars in the dope show, yeah.
That's true. I don't want to single you out. I apologize.
That's a pretty, pretty one. I want to get you high. Did you click live yet?
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Whatever happened to that guy?
I don't know. I think he just lives on some money somewhere and isn't relevant to anybody.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know. It's Brian. I think he just goes by Brian now. I don't know. He like walked in a room and was like, it's Brian. After he broke up with what's-her-name from that witch show?
Rose.
Yeah,
Rose McGowan.
Rose McGowan.
Yeah.
Yeah, after he broke up with her, it was all over for him.
There was Dita Von Teese and then the end. Then retirement.
Yeah, but she was like, in it for the being made more famous, I think.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, Rose McGowan was like, they were actually a thing. she stuck out with him for a while. But, you know, I don't know what happened to her either. Maybe they're both dead. Who knows?
She was in a really bad car accident.
Oh,
had
no.
some facial reconstructive surgery, but is still hot.
Okay, that's good.
I don't know. I haven't seen anything she's been in recently, though. I don't know if she's working right now. Last I saw, she released a bunch of new naked pictures on the internet.
Oh, I love, that's good of her.
Yeah. Like she seems like a generous woman.
Yeah. Ian, did you watch? You gotta go watch the Lemony Snicket, man.
I'll get there.
I blew through the season. Man.
Wow.
I love me some Doogie Howser.
As you should. And it's fallen in my favor. For some reason, that totally slid under my wife's radar. And she's like, oh my God, did you see that Neil Patrick Harris is the new Lemony Snicket? And I was like, sure. Or Count Olaf or whatever
he's
he
Count
is.
Olaf, yeah.
Yeah. And that's
Putty
just how...
is Lemony Snicket.
Sure. But still, I was like, I did know that. And she was like, sweet, we got to watch that. I'm on board now. And I was like, oh, okay, cool.
Oh, it's a good time.
Is it?
I really enjoyed it.
Child friendly? Or am I watching this after my son goes to bed?
Thinking no.
Well, I mean, there's no nudity. There is occasional bouts of semi-violence.
I'll skip that then.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Count Olaf does, you know, backslap some children now and again.
I'll definitely avoid that.
Hacksaw Jeff Dugan says that it's totally child friendly. His kids are 11 and 7. The problem is that Ian's kid is 2.
Right.
So.
Yeah, it should have been more specific. I forgot.
Anyway, let's talk about this here show.
It's the best.
It is the best. Simply the best.
Do it, Doug.
Better than all the rest. Who sings that? Anybody know?
Tina Turner.
Is that Tina Turner?
Yes.
Huh.
Crazy old drunk.
I don't know. I don't know if she sang anything except Thunderdome. Two men enter. One man leaves. Glog, glog. Bust the deal. Face the wheel.
And then they stick that Elby's big boy head on you and send you out in the desert on a donkey to get tortured by a village of lost boys.
That's true. That God. Part's awesome. I love that movie.
No, I love that movie, except for that. That movie has the same flavor as Jedi. The first half of that movie is spectacular. And then they end up in a weird...
And an Ewok show up and you get really angry.
Then a weird primitive village with tiny, tiny people show up. And you have to be like, oh God, is this over yet? Yeah, everything in Bartertown is...
Oh, I love Bartertown.
Absolutely
dope. That's the blast of rule Bartertown.
He does indeed rule Bartertown.
Believers, welcome to the 75th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. Can you imagine 75 of them?
I only believe it because I see it in print.
I am the only one, also known as Craig, with me, as always, KS72, Sneaky Bean 15, Ray, Ian, the Puzzle Warriors.
Are you sure it's the 75th installment? Are you sure that's not an alternative fact? Because there's really no way to quantify how many episodes of Puzzle Warriors has occurred.
That's true. It's impossible to count anything. These things are all true.
There, down I go. All right, I'm better. Hi, friends.
Hi. Ray, we've lost Ray. There he is.
No, I'm here.
I'm a tiny smidge under the weather, but I'll be better by the end of the show.
Quick business before I forget. As we're sitting here with the Discord, Hacksaw Jeff Dugan wanted me to do a shout-out. He's got a poll running in the Discord. Where you can vote for custom emoji for the Discord server. Your choices should all be Howard the Duck, all 50 choices that you get to vote for, because he was not nice enough to put a Dazzler one in there. So,
well, Dazzler's not in the game. I don't care.
Maybe we need to encourage the developer some.
I'm not at all surprised by that response. I haven't been in to see what my options are, so I'm hesitant to support you. But I do love that that was your response. I don't care that it's not relevant to the game. It's relevant to my desires.
Exactly.
Just like before the show. Should we mention that there's a bargain going on in Amazon? I don't play on Amazon. Therefore, it doesn't matter.
I agree. I concur with myself.
Ian,
I know you never look at the Facebook group because I try not to either.
Yes,
but,
I don't.
But I posted on this week that I received both my Dazzler number one and my Dazzler trade paperback with like a big pile of Dazzler episodes, and I got mocked slightly because the trade is in black and white, and they said, how can you read Dazzler in black and white? Touche, I say, but man, I want that Dazzler toy that's coming out real bad.
The inking is very important in comics. Very important.
Yeah, when they did these old trades, they always printed them all back in black and white to make it dirt cheap. But
so you mean
I was also trying to make I was trying to make a Chasing Amy reference, yeah. But
I was getting
right.
There.
Sorry, that's the movie I watched the least of that series.
Sure,
oh, you're missing out. It's a gem.
It is. The more times I watched it, the funnier it got. I mean, when Jay is talking with what's her name about, you know, their business that they got going on with their shemale friends, not shemales, but what? I don't know where that came from.
What movie
with
are
their
you
female
watching?
Friends? You know what I'm talking about? The backseat of the car.
Yes.
How they got their injuries.
Oh, right.
That whole discussion is gold.
That was not Jay at all, though. It was.
You're right. It's not.
It was Jason.
Jason Lee.
Jason Lee. Sorry, I had my Jasons mixed up. Anyway. If we ever talk about this thing, this is the week of January 25th through February numero uno of 2017. What do we got? Your Deadpool dailies. You got Wednesday is a Blue Wanda, Thursday Yellow Vision, Friday, hey, Yellow Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
Saturday, Green Thanos. There you go.
Yeah.
Sunday, Yellow Black Panther, Monday, Yellow Magneto, Tuesday, Green Storm, and Wednesday is a Yellow Cage. So good nice. Week there.
I fully
Strange
agree.
And Thanos, getting those in the rotation here.
I gotta look and see where my Thanos is. That's exciting.
Maybe we should just shut this whole thing down and start
yeah.
over.
Bleep, glop, glorp.
Eep, op, orc,
and,
and that means I love you. Come fly with me to the sky with me. Because eep, op, orc means I love you. Jet, screamer. your 5-day 4-star crash.
Boom. Urge. Holy smokes, that was a devastating accident this week.
Well, it's very icy outside, so it was like a pileup.
Okay.
Big Pun was on the 22nd. How fare thee all?
This guy, the winner.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, I won one for a change. Turns what? Out that... That 1-5-2 is plenty.
Really?
Good
yeah.
deal.
I was able to shoot and slice my way through the brand new Carol. I had to throw ISO at him until he had enough hit points to do so. But I think, you know, somewhere in the 150s, I was the winner.
I took my punt up to 209, but I am at 5-2-3.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem was if every time I make a black match, she would just pummel me fierce.
Yeah, this is true.
Because that was her strong color as well.
Oh.
But I managed to beat it on the second go.
So I managed to get him up to a 209 because I have him at 5-2-3.
Sure.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah.
So yeah, it wasn't was not a big deal once I did that, dumped all that ISO into him. But I was going to just partially level him, but then I realized I'd had to hold that button down for who knows how long.
Oh, it's brutal.
So I just hit the other button.
Yeah, solid choice.
But now I'm using him constantly, so it
That's
was worth
what I
it.
Hear. Talk more later.
Yeah.
Where are we at? Coming up next on the 27th. Oh, yeah. The Black Fantastic. and then on the 1st will be Nova. Mm. I should be able to win both of those. What do you guys think?
Both sound like losing propositions to me. I only have... I have Fantastic at like 115. So I don't think Imagine That is going to carry me to victory.
That's probably true.
And I don't know. Nova's one of those under-my-radar characters because I have him at such a dicey level. So let's say he's at, like, 0-2-2 or something. Who knows? That's where I estimate him to be. So, again, another... I'm not going to win with finger guns and one level of Rocket Man.
Fantastic for me is at a 3-4-5 at level 176. So I have no idea. I have no idea how that's going to go whatsoever. I don't use them.
You can also load up on Imagine That.
Yeah, yeah. Got 5 in that, so.
Yeah, I have them both championed, so I expect that
sure.
he should be winners.
Who does he fight? Fantastic fights Doctor Doom, right? He has to.
I don't remember, but boy, that would really make a lot of sense, you know, thematically.
I thought he did. I thought he was one of the theme ones, but I have no idea how I would, how I'm going to have to play that. I don't know. But Nova is currently at a 255, and we'll address this later, but he will be championed here soon. Ooh, before nice. The first, I think, so he should be an easy one. I hear he's powerful.
He is. I still don't like him because he's a stupid little kid who goes pew-pew, but he's very strong. Hey, Jenda, live in the broadcast on, you know, North American time. How's
yeah.
it going?
What is up with
he
that?
Says that, yes, it is indeed Dr. Doom.
Nice. Oh, nice.
Yeah, what is up with that?
Well, he's in the U.S.
He's, oh. he's I think he's in New York City. He just went and saw Hamilton. I think.
Oh.
I think that was him.
Man, he's fancy.
And he also visited with our friend Noble Browncoat, if I believe.
Again?
Well, once. Yes. You know, recently.
Oh, I
well,
thought Noble Browncoat.
They visited in the Europe, and now they have visited right. in the U.S.
Wow.
So, apparently Browncoat is the meter of
yeah.
Alliance members.
Absolutely. He is our ambassador to the world.
He is.
Good on him. Good on him.
Yeah. All right. So, story event time. We got the good old Hearts of Darkness. 10 and 19,000 is Yellow Hood. 33,000 for a red Riri. 48,000 for the CP. Top 10 folks get the good old War Machine. And 11 to 300 get your Dream Warrior. Then you got the good old Venom Bomb. Everyone loves Venom Bomb.
That's
10 and 19,000 for the Purple Dream Warrior. 33,500 for Red War Machine. 65 for the CP. And top 100 folks get, oh yeah, Howard the Duck covers.
Ooh.
Boom, the duck is back. Gets me some more chances to get him out of the poop house. I want me some ducks. PvP landed is still... Sing it with me in... Soul Gem!
Sorry, I don't have my strong accompanying voice with me this week.
Yeah, yeah. Just gonna have to... You need to get all hopped up on some NyQuil or something.
Not NyQuil. I don't need that, but I'll get something when I get... I should have just brought it for the show like a fool.
I just meant because it would get you drunk and then you would sing along.
Oh,
I hear scotch is a good remedy for a sore throat.
It probably,
probably
is.
True. PvP land, Lethal Intent finished up, I think, for everyone by now. 800 was a Red Gamora. 900 was the Black Moon Knight. Top 5 was Fantastic. And 6 to 50 was Mohawks. So now you got Category 5. 800 Yellow Mohawk. 900 Black Fantastic. Top 5 get Riri. And 6 to 50 are Cyclops.
So I just realized I completely missed Lethal Intent.
Just
didn't even
it.
Launch it.
That'll
That's so
you.
Sad.
Yeah, sorry, dude.
I'm on the path of getting my 4,000 points early, and to completely miss one.
That's, right, that's definitely a mini setback.
Yeah. I wish I was closer than I am, but I think but I'm at barely 3,000 something.
Ray's been cruising lately, from what I see in my text messages. But to bring you guys up to speed, I overestimated both my characters that I'm planning on losing with. Mr. Fantastic is at a 114, and good old poor Nova is at a 101. He is my second worst off character. Poor Drax is still hanging around at a 1.
good old Drax, the semi-destroyer. Talk about stuff. Hey, Howard's back.
Yeah?
You can get him in Venom Bomb, like I just said. You can get him in the Webbed Wonder Vault, which will be coming up. And starting on February 2nd, Foul Play will return. One of my favorite stories.
That sounds exciting. I've been saving up hero points for the Web Wonder Bolt.
There you go. Get them ducks.
I just made that up now. I apologize.
Oh.
I've really been saving up hero points so I don't have to go through the indignity of letting more people die on the Invine. But now that I have some saved up, I'm going to squander it on Howard the Duck Vault.
I've been slowly spending all my hero points on acquiring all the one stars again.
You would.
So I'm up to 118 character slots.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm getting close to getting them all. I think it's, 121? Is that what the total is?
I have no idea.
I wouldn't know. I'm currently satisfied at 95, but I'll be happy to continue recruiting characters as they come along.
Yeah, I'm working my way through here. I think I have everybody one star now except maybe Hawkeye.
Wow, that's incredible.
So has it been a year since the last Howard the Duck?
Not a year,
already?
No.
Okay.
It's
so he's coming
more
back
like
more frequently.
8 or 9 months.
Oh, but still, that's even more frequently than I anticipated. Good on him. I miss him.
Hasn't even been that long?
I don't think so.
I only have I only have 3 duck covers, so it can't have played more than a couple of times. Because I've got them in 111.
Yeah, I'm exactly the same.
As do I. Why is that?
Hacksaw Jeff Dugan says that it was August or September, he believes.
Okay. That sounds duck season. Very plausible.
Yeah, I'll go with it. Really? That's all the news that's fit to print. It's a pretty quiet week in Puzzle Quest land.
Good.
So what do you guys got?
I'm sure Ray has mail, but I can use a break from events and new releases for a week.
Yeah. If you want to squinter into comic books, I went and picked up the first four issues of the comic where Dr. Doom is Iron Man. We'll see how that goes.
What's going where now?
There's a comic where Dr. Doom takes over the Iron Man mantle.
On purpose?
Yes. Well, I'm assuming so. I have not read them yet. I just picked them up today.
Did he stop being mean?
I will tell you when I read it.
Read faster. It's just a comic book.
Yeah, and I also picked up issue 3 of X-Men versus the, dumb Inhumans.
Mm. Man, you have really gone back into the whole comic collecting business.
It's been getting out of control. It's out of control, but every Wednesday I'm buying something.
You go to your brave new comic book day?
I do. I get down every Wednesday to the comic swap.
Oh, gross.
Not a sponsor, as Joe would say, or Leonard, whatever he goes by nowadays. Joe, right. Not a sponsor, but I do support nowadays our local comic book store.
Ugh. Yeah,
except for the two comics that I get lots of, the ones that I subscribe digitally to.
I would too, but not on a Wednesday.
There's not that many people. It's comic. It's a state college. Yeah. I'm lucky if there's one other person in that store on Wednesdays.
Really?
Yeah.
They used to line up on Wednesdays.
I go down at lunchtime.
Mm. Are they even open by lunchtime on Wednesdays?
Yeah.
Oh, apparently.
They used to not open till like 3 o'clock on Wednesdays because
they stocked it all on Tuesday night.
Oh.
They close early on Tuesdays. They close at like 3 or 4 on Tuesdays because they get all the comics in.
Oh, well. And then they have a fancy new system, don't they?
Yeah.
That's what I get for moving out of town like 8 years ago and having no idea what's going on.
There you go.
Hey, listener comments.
Hey, hit me.
So we started a whole bunch of talk about people's favorite carbonated beverage. I'm going to skip all that because there was a whole bunch of that.
Because the correct answer is always RC Cola.
However, the consensus, several people that said that the big thing was Pepsi was greater than Coke.
Well, not
that is true. That's totally true.
That is 100% false.
Yeah,
shame.
You guys.
Shame on all you.
The only time that is not true is when you have a large bottle of spiced rum with you.
No. I don't know if that's the only time, but that is definitely a time.
Yeah.
So beyond that, there was a lot of talk about the heroic event and how you can play any character.
Still
basically,
hate it.
Yeah. Yeah. So there was one strong comment asking about how we could possibly be against opening it up and allowing all players because, so say for example, you actually have a covered 5-star and the characters that you have to fight is, like say it's Wolverine, it's Old Man Logan. You've got a covered Old Man Logan, but Patch is on the other team. So you can't use your Old Man Logan, but he still counts against you for scaling because you have him and he's part of the event. So that was the big argument, but I would still argue that it's worth it just because it forces you to come up with your own teams and different combinations, different synergies.
I don't know that you could ask them for that for one event. That's outrageous. Outrageous.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things I like is that, there's only a couple play types here. There's the evil that is PvP. And, there's a limited number of stories, so at least that's a different play type. It's slightly different. It's not me doing the same thing over and over again. If I'm limited to 6 characters, I have to then, figure out what I can do with those characters.
The amazing hypocritical statements of Craig.
Yeah!
Who constantly played Iron Fist. What's his name? I can't think. But
Luke Cage. And Wanda. That's,
yeah.
Two of the three of them are boosted right now, so using that again.
I just love how you only played those three characters for months and months and on end, and then were
true. Like, I still miss the character lockouts though.
Yeah, I do as well. I didn't think I would, but I do. Stink Bomb also on the carbonated beverage. I did include this. He says that glass bottle Mountain Dew is magical. It conjures memories of the 80s. When his dad would take him to the range, and he says whenever he drinks a bottle of dew and smells black powder, he's instantly 10 years old.
Nice.
I get that because, growing up in the country, That's what we did. Jeff Cascadian said that the new effect for Crash of the Titans was both appropriate and entertaining. I'm glad you enjoyed it. I had fun putting it in. And he also said that Ironheart was available to use in a node in the current PvE. Was not really impressed, but mainly that's because they put her up against enemies that didn't put special tiles on the board, so one of her powers just did nothing for you. It's a good point.
Right, yeah.
It'd be nice if, you know, you could really try out the character completely, but...
Like I said, her her red fist punch is, it packs a wallop.
Yeah, yeah. He also said that our Earth is not Earth 616. The primary Earth of Marvel is 616, but that's not where we live.
Well, that's what I... The prime universe where we have all the characters we know and love, not the weird variant characters from all the mystery universes. That's our Earth to me.
So Jordan from Jersey put out a fairly clarifying answer to this. He said it was destroyed, including the 616, after the multiverse was mostly destroyed. But at the end of Secret Wars, a handful of very powerful characters went on a trek to rebuild the multiverse. 616 no longer exists. The comic universe is now in, quote, the prime Earth. And we were never on 616. We were Earth 1218 or something like that. So, there you go.
Oh, is that where what's her bucket's from? Gwenpool?
Yes, I believe so.
There you go.
And finally, from Jeff Cascadian, he said that his birthday is next month, and he's going to ask for a hashtag too many secrets shirt.
Okay.
Sorry, it was a plug. I had to throw it in.
I hope your birthday wishes come true.
I think Ian's dying.
He's not asking us, so. Right? He's asking somebody else for one. To get
Tony Foot.
Tony DeFoot!
He commented on our Deadpool Daily apathy. The fact that, well, and the apathy you'll notice this week was gone because two new characters in the list. But he says that he knows the feeling well. He just does it for the ISO and the Taco tokens. The clash is great, but the rest is a chore. He said he trained his 7-year-old son to do it for him, and even he won't do it anymore because he finds it boring. So he's going to have another kid, a Deadpool Daily child labor camp. he also said that what should happen is if you beat the Clash, everything automatically gets rewarded. Or if you beat the big enchilada, the minor nodes should just be automatically rewarded.
Sorry, I was just wondering why we were going to go and beat up on the Clash. I'm like, what did they ever do to you? I'm like, I know they haven't put on any music for a long time, but man...
The Crash. It's actually The Crash. I think he said Clash. Either that or I typed it wrong. I don't know.
Oh, my God. The poor Clash.
Hey, I found this very interesting. Welcome Death on the D3 forums. FAHQ mentioned using Carol with Torch and Captain Falcon. However, Carol and Sentry are ridiculous together. So let me explain. If you fire her black... it puts out 3 strike tiles for him to buff with his countdowns. So as the countdowns go off, he throws out 16 of them. She, every time a countdown goes off, she boosts the strike tiles. When the countdowns go off, they deal 150,000 plus AoE damage. At 10 tiles, it's 62,000 plus AoE damage. And you'll have about 12,000 worth of strike tiles left over from the countdowns. These numbers are insane. I have no way to verify this, as I don't have a Carol covered in any way. But, holy crap, that is amazing. Because she boosts the strike tiles as the countdowns go off, and when the countdowns go off, they do AoE damage, which the strike tiles help.
Sure.
So, yeah. He said if that's not enough, replace Carol's strike tiles with the Green Goblin, and you're looking at hundreds of thousands of AoE damage.
Wow.
Sounds amazing. Can't wait to try it out.
Using a lot of characters that I don't have.
That's true. I have one Green Goblin cover and one Carol cover.
Yeah,
it does sound like a spectacular combination, though.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a strategy question from Shart Attack.
Oh, you were asking the wrong people. But go ahead.
But he says he's a 3-star player. He has 39 3-stars between, like, 192 and 168. So he's... He's got most of them championed. He has a fully covered Spider-Gwen, his first covered 4-star, and he also has some 5s, except for Green Goblin. If he levels up Spider-Gwen, well, is that going to affect his scaling, or do the 5-stars already do that?
I mean, they already do.
Yeah.
The theory is that it's the average of the top four?
I don't know. I hear anything between 3 and 5. And I don't remember what we got answered from the actual source. So, my opinion, I would get her up there as soon as you have the 14th cover. That's what I do. I don't know what your ISO situation is like, but mine is always in need of ISO. So I wait until I get to the 14th cover and then level them. And if it's your first one, it's not going to throw things off too much. And in any case, it's worth it.
And if that can be your high character, then ride it. You know?
Yeah.
Get it going.
Exactly. Next thing, Joe asked if we could put baby onesies on the Cafe Press site so you could get some...
Did you check into the footy pajamas?
I didn't see any footy pajamas.
Oh!
But there are onesies, and I put them on. So if you have a child, and you would like that child to advertise a billboard like Puzzle Warriors 3 for you, you can do that now.
Thank goodness.
Area code 212 said, yep, optimal build for Invisible Woman is 445. I think we said that? I'm not sure.
Cool. I hope so.
But
I feel like we might have made that claim as well.
Yeah, I think so. The blue having invisibility in blue make 3 bubbles. It means that if you do blue once and then follow it up with green, you're still getting the full green damage. So that's a very straightforward way of putting it together. Cactus Jack said that our alliance needs to come up with a plan for an intervention for Ian and his MPQ depression. he suggests strapping you down Clockwork Orange style and forcing you to watch Craig play Switch Fist and Cage. After a few days, you'll be so desperate to see other teams, you'll go on a nonstop binge and play until you're rank 100.
No, he won't. No, he won't.
No, I'll probably just start playing that team. I'll be like, hey, they're pretty effective. I should get on board.
Wheat Checks? I think that's how I'm pronouncing his name.
Sure.
He says, Riri seems like she'll get on well with Rocket and Groot. She moves the special tiles to the center of the board, and Groot punches them all away.
Yep, that'll work.
There you go. Nice strategy. And D-Wing Illinois said, the pre-show nonsense definitely qualifies as jibber-jabber rather than fiddle-faddle.
I agree.
We had about 6.5 minutes of pre-show last time. I don't know if you recall, but...
I do. It really went on.
You people just will not get this thing rolling. I mean, he just jibba-jab and jibba-jab on anything you want to talk about.
And he also said that he nearly fell off a stool with the new crash sound effects.
Wow.
You are welcome.
Don't fall off a stool, though.
Seriously.
You get hurt.
And I made a note to mention Jenda McGlynn and the travel and all that, but we already did that. So, hey, welcome to America. I don't know if it's his first time, but... And that's all I have.
How'd he get tickets to Hamilton? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't...
Man, she ordered them quite some time ago.
Jeez, it must be extra influential. Everything's coming up Jenda now that he's out of our alliance.
Everything's coming up Jenda.
Oh, right. He did move out of our alliance, didn't he? He's in the Longbox Heroes now.
He's a dirty dog, and we should never mention him again.
Yeah, he's busy. He's been busy finishing 64th overall.
Yeah, congratulations, by the way, to Longbox Heroes.
Where I have managed to finish 0th overall in every PvP since I've moved out of that alliance. God, I'm terrible.
But I hear you won a talisman, so...
Oh, man, I did. I really...
Mainly, I'm just mentioning this to, you know...
Yeah.
Cause Brian some some heartburn.
Rightly so.
I totally had that game won if I had bothered to read the board.
Oh, that was that. Yeah, that was a different game. I have won since then. I think I'm pretty sure Ray was the victor when you decided to land on die instantly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You fool.
I totally had that game wrapped up.
I don't know about wrapped up, but we were well ahead.
Because that was going to be defeat the mountain guy, immediately go to dungeon guy, go to the end.
Well, there was a lot of talk about this game. I think I'll probably throw it on the end of this podcast. It doesn't fit on the podcast that it was discussed on, so I'll throw it on the end of here. It was interesting. About, what was it, the night before last? There was another game.
Monday night.
Ian will explain later.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
I'll break it down for you. It was gold. Gold cherry. Okay. Was D-Wing our last commenter?
Yes.
Craig?
Ian, this is even more crazy. Jenda says he's coming back to America in March to go see the WrestleMania.
Wow. That is, man, I think I'm envious of his life.
The duality of man. Nice. Hamilton and WrestleMania.
Yeah. the WrestleMania. All right, Ian, what time is it?
Oh, my goodness. It's time for me to get some lozenges.
Incorrect. It is time for the featured character of the week. Brought to you by Someone Cry Stat. Are you debating with your friends over who is the best NHL player ever not named Lemieux? It gets heated, and then someone cry stat! The most complete sports statistics book on the market. Settle your disputes with pure hard stats. Someone cry stat! Get your copy today.
All right, that worked out far better than I anticipated.
Yeah, I was immediately confused when I saw another hockey reference, and I was confused because when I read this at first, I was expecting someone cry stat to be some sort of way to keep track of how often someone cries. So that way you can accuse them of being little so-and-so cries a lot and have stats to back it up.
Nope, different kind of stat.
Yeah, clearly. My head was in the wrong place. Let me tell you a little story about
Here's a little
dinosaur
story I'd
world
like to tell
about three bad brothers,
bad
you, know
brothers
so well.
You know so well.
Started way back in history in a place called Dino World, where
that is not how that goes.
It's not how that goes at all, but we're not going to take that song any further today.
All right, tell me about Double Dino and Moon Boy.
All right, so Dino World, I think. Let's say they come from Dino World.
That's true.
It's a planet or a parallel Earth where little creepy humanoids and dinosaurs live side by side. And once upon a time, Devil Dinosaur was about to be eaten by a tribe of evil humanoids. And then the human monkey, Moon Boy, showed up and rescued him. And they became best friends. He also became traumatized by being attacked by the evil tribe. And it turned him red and made him super strong. And so now they're best friends and they roam around Dinosaur World whooping up on villains. Recently tweaked, here's what I can tell you about the all-new Devil Dinosaur. He's got green, he's got red. What's that?
Sorry, I'm the Discord.
Oh.
Danger is demanding that we sing Walk the Dinosaur again. I thought we did that once. Did we not do that?
I don't know.
Did we get into the boom, boom, aka-laka-laka-boom?
Boom. Open the door.
Get
on
the floor. Everybody walk,
everybody walk the dinosaur.
Boom, boom, aka-laka-laka-boom. Boom, boom, aka-laka-boom, boom. Boom. You know, that's one of those songs where you can't sing it without doing that weird dinosaur handy motion.
But I know.
It's like when you sing Walk Like an Egyptian, you have to do the Egyptian.
Sure. They even tell you that in the music video that the dance
is
mandatory.
You
got to
get on the floor and go walk a dinosaur. I mean, it's
awesome.
Very clear. Anyway, right. Go ahead and tell me more about this red giant dinosaur.
Red, green. He's got green powers. He's got red powers. He's got purple powers. His prehistoric bite is a green power. It costs 7. He destroys a random 2x2 block of tiles, dishes out a little damage. The damage increases until he maxes out at 2,575 damage. He's got a prehistoric chomp, which is red. Costs you 10 red AP. He deals you some damage. The damage goes up and up and up and up until he maxes out at 4,851 damage. He's got stumpy little T-Rex style arms. They're prehistoric arms, to be specific. Cost you 6 purple. He takes 2 random tiles, swizzles them around for a while, and then deals you a little bit of damage. The damage goes up and up and up and up until one day he does 1,819 damage.
No, that didn't used to do damage, right? That's just in the fix.
No,
it would
increase the number of tiles that got swapped. It started off with taking the top, like,
well, yeah, it always moved to the top left, like, move one block to the top left corner.
Right, and then it kept increasing the number of colors that moved around, and you get more board shake out of that, and green and red used to be identical. I mean, you got 2 different animations, but they increased in the same amount, and they did the same amount of damage.
Yeah.
So it looks like green does some board shake and a little less damage. Red seems to do exactly what it did, which is fine, and purple now slaps a little bit of damage and never increases the amount of tile swapping, which I don't know that it was that effective anyway. Really, the only appeal of his old purple was it cost 3. And anybody who gained advantage from activating a power, it was nice to have Devil Dino around because you could activate a power for 3.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the fun part.
These days, I don't know. He's a fun character that shows up during the anniversary. I don't know what an optimal build is. I don't want to seem overly apathetic. So I will, hold on. I will bite my tongue and I will focus.
Is that the tongue biting sound?
No, that was my thinking sound. That was me sitting down in my thinking chair, Blue's Clues style.
Yeah.
Putting together my 3 powers.
Who's Clues?
Blue's Clues. I just don't know. Like,
I'm still 5'5'3".
Why not? This, I don't know. I had not read Devil Dino since the power adjustment, and I am not at all surprised why all the players that I have met personally sold him for the when his resale value was premium because his powers had just been adjusted. I get it now. Man, he is not an interesting character. Other than the fact that he's a giant red dinosaur, that's pretty cool.
Well, yeah, you know, it's an anniversary kind of event thing.
Yeah, he's a gimmick, and that's fine. I support him. I support him for that reason.
Yeah.
Not every character needs to be amazing.
The other thing about him, though, is I haven't compared him to Thanos, but the pre-Thanos, he has the most hit points of any 4-star character.
Oh, see, I never look into that. If that's information I should be providing, I could start here on out. I will include maximum hit points to see if he should have high hit points, and I hope that he does.
I don't know how Thanos compares, but I might look at that quick. But Devil Dino's up there.
I mean, I only have him at a 3-3-3.
I do too. That is bizarre.
Right.
I have him at 2-5-2.
All right.
My prehistoric chomp is really nice. Oh, that's why I'm having trouble comparing Thanos. Thanos doesn't have a 4-star. It's 3 and 5. So right, it's not comparable. Never mind. Devil Dino has the most hit points of 4-stars.
Wow, good on him.
Yeah.
Hey,
I didn't realize. Okay, well there. His merit just went up 1 pip. Possibly 2. I'm going to support your desire for 5-5-3.
The only real reason that I even said that is because the prehistoric arms only does, what, max?
1,000 to 1,800 damage,
yeah,
max?
1,300, something like that?
I think it's just a little bit north of 1,800.
Oh, right, it's because mine is a lower level, yeah.
Right.
But the prehistoric chomp is 3,000 points of damage for me. I mean, it's just the 2 bites are more damage.
Yep, that's the way to go. I hear you. So there you have it, our featured character of the week, recently retweaked Devil Dinosaur.
Yeah, I know they didn't want to make new animations, but it would be nice if one of the bites had turned into like a tail slap. Like the green power should be a tail slap.
Yeah, I like the fact that he bites you or bites you.
I like a tail slap.
Yeah, there was something just kind of novel about the fact it was like, I bite you?
Yeah, those were my options.
I bite you slightly differently.
I will use my incisors versus my incisors, because he's a dinosaur. That's all he's got. Got no molars there. He ain't chewing no plants. Anyway, thanks, Ian.
No problem.
Brought to you by Someone Cry Stat! From the good folks at the Elias Sports Bureau. Note, not endorsed by the Elias Sports Bureau. All right.
That was a great disclaimer.
Yeah. What do you got dying on the vine, kids?
Nothing. I was so distressed about recent vine incidents that I now keep my vine spotless. I sold my invisible woman that, you know, today was the final day for her. And, you know, I didn't get any more covers for her, so I couldn't champion her. And then I just, everything else was kind of like, meh. Oh, not true. I had to either pick Century or Colossus. And for some reason, I championed Colossus.
Sorry.
Because I had
that.
More covers
okay,
for him
that's
than I
a
did
better
for
reason.
Century.
Just not a
Colossus
big
is nice. His punch is just really,
it
really
is,
good.
It is. I have him. I'm running him at 5'5'3".
Nice.
And I have a token to open later in the show. But yeah, just then I just sold off my Century, sold off my I have some Hawkeyes that were dying on the vine because I can't get blue or purple. I can only get red Hawkeyes. Frustrating.
Mm. Yeah,
that's where I am. So I got nothing. Vineless.
Okay. I've got only 2 things on my vine. They're both the same thing. They're blue Cho covers.
Nice. Mm.
2 of those dying. I got 8 days to try and come up with. I need more hot dog healing. If I can get one hot dog healing, I could use these. Because I've got my Cho at 552.
Wow. Yeah, I need blue. Could you give me those?
Sure. Can you trade me a blue, I'll trade you a black, and then we're both happy.
513 is where my Cho is. I've got one blue so far. But my Vine, I've only got 7 things in here.
Nice.
Five of them are 2-star related. So even if they do get close to expiring, I won't be too heartbroken selling them. However, in 8 days, the first of my 2 yellow Nova covers will be expiring.
Oh, don't let that happen.
I've got 2 Nova covers in the last week, and he is at a 255.
Oh.
So I need a red. So as per usual.
Oh, don't do it, man. Don't buy it.
I have to. There's no question. If I don't get a red in the next 8 days, I will be buying a red Nova.
Oh, man, it makes me so sad every time you do that.
Well, I will definitely be pulling for both of you. I will absorb the failure this week during token opening so that you guys can have a little extra luck. When I open my token, it will once again be a 4-star that I already have 5 covers of and nowhere near championing. Mm. So
I would be super excited if I got a hot dog, hot diggity dog.
You should.
Because I would totally then be doing the hot dog dance.
You should do that. I would too. I would get up and I would do it the way Goofy does it just to make you mad.
Hey, wait, speaking of the hot dog dance, so, and your kid in particular, why is it that when he comes to visit me, he seems completely uninterested, and then apparently when I'm not at your house, asks where I'm at?
How? He's shy.
I was like, dude, let's do it. He's like, whatever. I don't care that I'm seeing you in the middle of the day. Get out of here.
Yeah, he doesn't know. He was like, who is this and why are we here? And I'm like, we're not at his house. I'm confused and frightened. It's because he's 2.
Yeah,
you can almost always chalk things up to he's 2.
Yeah.
I'll try to, socialize him a little better for you next time.
All right.
Nice. I'm sorry that our community outreach program to connect toddlers with IT nerds didn't work out in your favor.
Anyways, that's the Vines.
Right.
Anybody get anything good this week?
Yes. I got a black 4-star Deadpool X-Enforcer cover. I was very excited.
I like that
it came
Deadpool.
Out of just a nice old heroic token that shows up in my inbox once a day.
Nice.
I just log on to the game and it says my alliance did something. Here, have a heroic token. And this time, instead of a 2-star, it was a 4-star Deadpool. And I was like, woohoo! Click. And it was very, very satisfying.
I got a green Riri.
Oh, that was nice. Was it the progression reward or another one?
Yeah. No, it was the reward.
Okay. I'm working toward that, but I've been kind of slacking because a lot of stuff going on this week.
Well, not from Hearts of Darkness.
Oh, no?
From the event prior.
Interesting.
What?
You could get a progression reward?
Well,
I think it was
a placement reward.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't
good
place
job.
Anywhere, so
I think
yeah,
I finished
nice.
In the top 50th or something, and I got a green. The one in the in the progression for Hearts of Darkness is red, so I'll have a green and a red.
You're living it up.
Sometime soon. And I got a 4-star blade out of a token, because I cashed in 20 CP for a classic token.
Oh.
And then, because as always, I forget that he's a character, and I'm like, what is that cover? Oh, right, 4-star blade.
Nice. So I'm trying to remember. I don't remember actually getting anything really good.
I remember.
But I did get I got another Spider-Woman, taking her up to 222.
Oh, there
so
you go.
So that's, we'll see what she's like here soon. I got those 2 Nova covers.
Yeah.
I did manage to get another X-23. She's championed, but man, she's so nice. She is so good at what she does.
Speaking of which, you were going to tell us about the team you've been using.
Yeah,
did you talk about
that's
that?
Exactly where I'm headed.
All right, go
so
for it.
So I had to level Max Punisher to get, the crash going.
Right.
Since then, as it turns out, Craig and I had this discussion, I don't think it was while we were recording, that Max Punisher is the character who boosts friendly strike tiles.
Yes.
His blue boosts the friendly strike tiles. I mean, I have it at like 3 and it boosts it by 16%. I'm thinking of upping that to 5. Because if you take Max Punisher and put him in with Blade, Blade constantly generates strike tiles. Punisher makes them way better. And then you throw in Doctor Strange, against any goon, anyone who throws out countdown tiles, even if there's like one goon and two named people, just ignore the goon and let them throw out their countdown tiles, and every time they do, Doctor Strange makes them pay for it. Thousands and thousands of damage every turn, because Blade's strike tiles boost the flames of the Faultine. Mm-hmm. Punisher boosts those strike tiles, and then whenever you get enough black to fire off Punisher's black, he deals 4,000 points of damage, plus 672 damage for every friendly strike tile on the board. And I've had upwards of like 14, 15 strike tiles on the board.
Nice.
It is amazing.
It sounds like a great time.
Yeah. So I was using 4-star Venom, not fully, not championed or anything, but using Punisher, way better. Punisher just annihilates people in that setting. So
I'm going to make it a shout out here to Jenda and say, get out of my country. That's what I'm saying right now. He just made a comment saying that the piece of crap Scott Summers is the best X-Man. God, you make me angry.
That is anti-American in no way whatsoever.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh. Ugh.
I don't like Scott either, but
that's like saying that, like the Toad is the best villain ever made in Marvel. Like, come on.
He's up there.
Anyway, we ready to open some tokens? Let's open some tokens.
Yeah, okay. I am.
Brought to you by this guy. Shout out to our sponsor, this guy.
All right. I am going to try to minimize my Thanos harassment by just clicking on the number 4 here in my latest Legends.
4?
So, yeah.
Good lord, that's so many.
Yeah, but I'm never going to earn more, so I've got to save them for the next 4 weeks.
You just wait for them to roll in from your daily reward?
Is it? Oh my goodness.
It's a 5-star.
It's a 4-star. Oh. It's, you guessed it, another level of Ghost Rider's Hellfire, and still no penance there.
Oh, that is brutal. All you need is the penance there.
Do you have that maxed?
No, I think this might do it, though.
Well, at least
I do now. I do now. Oh. I am at a 250.
That makes me sad. The black is so good, and the rest of his powers are just kind of like, oh.
Yeah, it makes me happy because I love the Ghost Rider, but, ugh. Man, I need me some penance there so that I can fight Galactus next time around.
Yeah, definitely.
That's okay. That was a perfectly usable cover for a 4-star that needed some help.
Nice.
Good deal.
All right, I'm going. I got a token to spend.
All right, do it.
I got a 4-star. Come on, Nova Red. Nova Red. It is not Nova Red. It is a purple Ant-Man Pym Particles.
Oh, I was waiting for you to say Star-Lord.
No. It's way better than that. I would like to max out my Star-Lord, but my Ant-Man is already champ, so we can just use that.
Jenda opened a token and got a 4-star Blade, and I still say get out of my country for thinking that Scott Summers is cool.
You are welcome to stay, ignore Craig.
Ugh. I was so ecstatically happy when Scott died. Like, that, like, made my day when I found out that information. Man, what a tool bag.
I don't like Scott. I just don't know where your hatred comes from.
What is there not to hate about the guy?
I don't like him, but...
Oh, it's a sad
He seems
star.
Nice.
He's all right.
Oh, makes me sad.
Oh, not even the hot dog dance?
No, that would have been amazing.
I know.
No, it's a sad, sad war machine.
Oh, good. You need more war machines.
Yeah, I totally need more war machines. It was a red war machine getting him up to 4-2-3, so he can totally get those covers and never get used.
Hey, he's the isn't he the progression reward in Venom Bomb?
Yep, sure.
There you go.
I'll get one more.
You're gonna be swimming in war machines.
I'll be war machine
great.
Something fierce. I'm telling you, I suppose I get him going with Carol so she can reduce his. I'm shooting you from 7 continents away.
Fuck war machine. No love. Poor Jenda, banished from our country.
That's right.
All he wanted to do was see WrestleMania.
Man, I've not seen a WrestleMania in 20 years, I don't think.
I would have to say that is also true for me.
No. Not for you.
What? The last time I've seen a WrestleMania?
Yeah. It's not been 20 years since you and Bruce used to watch them all.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you forgetting how old you and I have become in the last 20 years?
It's not been 20. There's no way. He's not been divorced that long.
No, he was still married when we were doing that.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's not like he's been divorced 20 years. I mean, it's...
Right. Again, that wasn't... I don't think his divorce stopped me from watching wrestling. finally being old enough to drink stopped me from watching wrestling. When I turned 21, I pushed all my other hobbies to the side, and I was like, yeah, here I come. And that was that. So, and now I'm, so let's say 18 years.
Whew, man.
Yeah.
That is a long, long time.
Indeed it is.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was Opening Tokens. Ian, tell me about the broadcast network.
Oh, my goodness. We're part of one. We're part of the soon-to-be-named podcast network, available at soon-to-be-named-network.com or soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com. I will go opposite of the way I usually go. It's filled with great shows like Long Box Heroes, Long Box Heroes After Dark, The Fresher on Parlance Show, and The Prime Defective. If you would like to know more about some of the other shows that are available on our network that don't include me, that's all of them. Please check them out at soon-to-be-named-network.com.
Isn't there one now?
Did we get a new network? I don't know.
Yeah, there's a one about wrestling now.
What? Outrageous. When did that start? Really? Oh, there's Podvocacy. Podvocacy also does not include me. I'm sorry, Jason and Dave. That was inappropriate of me. That's why I don't read the list, because I don't remember what I forget.
Talking Gimmicks.
What?
This is news to me as well.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, you should check out the webpage of the Soon to Be Named Network sometime.
Nope.
They're on episode 17.
What? Who hosts it?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Let me click on one and see what it tells me. Oh no, it's a YouTube show. No wonder I don't know anything about it. No, I don't want to.
No.
It's too late. You're watching it.
Nope, I was able to hit pause.
What's it called again?
Talking Gimmicks.
Wow. Welcome to the network, Talking Gimmicks. I'm sorry.
It says it's the Talking Gimmicks Wrestling Podcast, but it's not a podcast because it's a YouTube video, so that makes it decidedly not a podcast. Julio makes his big return from Japan, so apparently some guy named Julio went to Japan.
Cool.
I don't know. He talks wrestling, including WCW Nitro. That's the whole thing? Chikara Pro with Reckless Youth and good old Mike Quackenbush. Oh, the Mike Quackenbush.
Legend in the sport.
He is.
Is he still the director of fun?
I believe so.
Good.
I don't know. You would have to ask Joe.
Well, exciting. Welcome to the network show that I didn't know was on the network, Talking Gimmick. I apologize. I will make sure you are included in the spiel for the network in all the shows in which I am a representative.
Boy, you got to remember that like three times a week.
I do.
Woo.
It's in there now. I'm set.
All right.
And I only have to remember it once. I just have to encourage my other show hosts to mention it in their spiel.
Yeah.
If at all. But that's great. Our ever-growing network. So if you're one of our friends and you have a great idea for a podcast, join our network and make us even more powerful.
Yeah.
We're like the Borg.
You will be assimilated.
So apparently, Jenda is a fan of Chikara. I would say, well, have you gone then to Philadelphia on your U.S. visit to go see the Wrestle Factory and see the Chikara kids? Maybe you could get an autograph from Icarus. Good guy.
You could. If you do, a player maybe we'll come down and visit you. When you come back in March, if you also want to go see some Chikara, we'll come down and visit you, so that way Noble Browncoat feels less special.
We'll make the drive to Filthy. But you're from the UK, so that's Philadelphia.
Right.
To the rest of the world, it's Filthy. Philadelphia.
Except for people from there. They think it's a delight.
No, they don't.
They love it.
They don't even like each other. They don't even like themselves.
It is the city of brotherly love.
It is.
It's the city of exactly the opposite of that.
Yeah, city of brotherly shove. It's the place ironically, where, you know, wraps a rock in solid ice, sets it on fire, and throws it into Santa's face.
Santa was asking for it. That guy's a jerk.
On the streets of Philadelphia.
And plus, it cost them O.J. Simpson. Why would you not assault Santa? They knew the future that O.J. Simpson could have brought to that city. He could have been driving his white Ford Bronco through Philadelphia, murdering people left and right.
Here's the thing, though. If this was in Filthy, instead of it being the media casually watching this thing, you know, by a helicopter, a bunch of police would have showed up and just shot that car full of so many bullets. And then been like, what? Is there a problem here?
No, and now you're right. Now I feel bad. Now I say pro that. That would have saved the world so many things.
Oh, man, I wouldn't have to keep watching specials constantly about OJ.
Nope. The Kardashians wouldn't be a thing.
Oh, that'd be nice. That's true.
They'd all disappear into obscurity.
Oh, how nice would that be?
The best.
Man.
So see there, Philadelphia, if only they had lost that game, they would have collectively made the world a better place.
Yeah.
Good on you, Philadelphia.
Yeah, see? Always ruining something. Philadelphia. Man. All right, that's all I got for this week. As always, thank you for joining in. PuzzleWarriors3.com. Check out the show on your favorite podcast app or website of your choice. If you want to leave comments, suggestions, hate mail, any of the above, contact us via our webpage, via Twitter, via the D3 forums, or on the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit. If you want to throw us a bone, you can do a few things. You can click on the Amazon banner at the top of our webpage. You buy something there, you pay no more, we get some pennies. You could head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3. You buy some sweet, sweet Puzzle Warriors or other things on the podcast network merchandise, and we get some money that way. Or you can become one of our patrons, and yes, I know we still haven't revisited the rewards yet. Sorry about that.
Don't worry.
We should totally discuss that over the poker game Friday night.
Yeah. We are going to meet this weekend for just that purpose. And by just that purpose, I mean that will be a side thing that we kind of do on Saturday when we're feeling lazy.
Yeah. But that's all I got for this week. So
wait.
What?
Wait. So we have a new one. We have a new patron.
Oh.
Yes.
I want to yell out a thank you to Keith. I think AKA Astro 3. That might not be correct, but that's the way I'm reading it.
Thanks, Keith.
But yeah. Keith signed up to be a patron, and also
Keith.
I got a report from Amazon. People have been using the banner. It's fantastic. It doesn't make as much money as the Patreon does, but hey, thank you everyone who used the banner to buy something. We really do appreciate it.
Especially to them, because I know when they log on, every time it says, "Hey, why not use Amazon Smile and give it to a charity?" And they go, "Nope, giving it to the Puzzle Warriors." So they are true heroes. Take that and make a wish.
Hey, what if some kid out there who plays Marvel Puzzle Quest and his make a wish is to meet the Puzzle Warriors?
Done. We will.
We could totally be on board for that.
We will fly there as soon as possible. I would feel so bad if that were someone's dream, because we're really underwhelming people. Like, I love us and the two of you especially, but, like, I mean, if that's someone's make-a-wish, they can be the fourth voice on this show until either they get better or the opposite happens. Like, absolutely, we will come and visit you. We will bring you t-shirts that say hashtag make-a-wish.
That's probably copyright. You probably can't do that.
Probably. Maybe not. Maybe we'll bring you one of the elite t-shirts that only Puzzle Warriors have.
Ooh.
Yeah.
No one actually wants a shirt with our faces on it.
Absolutely, that would never happen. But in all seriousness, if it did, I would do anything in my power to satisfy that wish.
I would do anything for
No life. Meatloaf. Yeah, I gotta draw a line somewhere.
But I
Loaf
won't
is
do
where
that.
I draw the line.
I'm out. I'm shutting this off.
Yeah, I was down with was not was, but Meatloaf, absolutely no.
When this suddenly shuts off before you get the clue for the next week, it's because of Meatloaf.
Right, and then you'll have to tell me what it's in reference to, other than the featured character of the week.
What, the clue?
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, obviously get it as far as a clue. I don't know what the reference is from.
Go back and watch... oh my god! I've just forgotten the name of the movie. Holy crap! Bill Murray, he's in the army.
Oh, Stripes!
Stripes. That's it.
Nice.
That is not what I thought it meant. Okay, go ahead.
That is what it is. In any case, since it's semi-ruined now, goodbye for now, and remember, lighten up, Francis. Good night.
Good night, all.
Goodbye, friends.
And as promised, here is Ian's Talisman story from the Profane Argument Podcast, with Ian, myself, Karen, and Jared.
Woo! That's a very enthusiastic woo.
Yeah, It should be. If you haven't heard, I won a very decisive game of Talisman last night.
Oh, go to... Ray, he put in some kind of code that gave him all the greatest ever and all the worst to everybody else.
Wow.
It was a totally even game for the longest time. We were just slogging along. And then all of a sudden, Nick gets totified. Jared gets totified.
But I get it in the worst possible way you could imagine. Yeah.
So Jared gets totified, takes one step, gets attacked by some rock.
That's not how it happened. I fought the rock and used that toad spell on him first, and it backfired in the fight.
Right.
man.
Turned him into a toad. Then, because he lost, the rock picked up the toad, flew it over into the Highlands section of the board, and dropped him in like some sort of nightmare cave.
Oh, no.
With all my on the other side of the board for pickings.
When I walked right over, and this was after Jared had fought and beat the Eagle King.
Oh, wow.
So I went over there, took all five of his gold, his Eagle King prize, and all of his goodies. And then there was something else happened there was a pool of life, and I got all four life counters off of it. So I have like 9 life at this point. And then I got like a random extra strength from, I think, let's say the Alchemist. And did I get Nick's stuff as well?
I can't remember if you got it or Brian got it.
Because I ended up getting some, because then I went to the Alchemist, and all the stuff I found in the Highlands, I cashed in for...
All the money.
That's right.
For gold. So I have, like, 15 gold at this point, and, you know, all these bonuses. And
like,
and
an 11 strength, 9 lives.
Well, I had a 9 lives, 9 strength, and, like, a 5 craft or something. And so I start moving towards stealing more stuff on the board, and Jared goes, don't worry, now that you have 15 gold, the next thing you draw will be... the trainer. So the next thing I draw is the trainer. I stay there for 5 turns, getting +5 strength. And I just walk to the center after that and just smack people out of the way. They're like stabbing themselves so they don't have to wait for the crown to command at this point.
Attacking each other to kill off their lives.
Yeah.
I bought expansions for that today, by the way.
Oh, did you? Which ones?
I got the Blood Moon one. I got the Highlands one. I think the Frost March and the Sacred Pool.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty fun. There's some cool characters in there. I was around with it on my own just to test it out.
Yeah.
Telling you, the dungeon is good as well.
Yeah.
Just because if you can beat the guy at the end of the dungeon well enough, you can go like straight to the Crown of Command and bypass all the crap getting
That was also the prize Jared got from the Eagle King was called the Arcanel, and it was... You know, use this item and travel to any, teleport yourself to any space in the same region, including the inner ring.
Right.
So as soon as I got to the Plains of Peril, I was like, oh, it's Jared's hat. I'm going to fly right to the Crown of Command and avoid all this nonsense.
Nice.
And I was a stupid frog just moving one space trying to climb out of the Highlands.
It was a real swift and savage swing. We found where all the house rules live. Online, so we were able to set it so that it's like when we play, there are no duplicate characters. Everybody's character is chosen at random, and when you die, you get a different character.
Oh, nice.
Oh, awesome.
And we were able to use the runestones.
Yeah, that was Brian's request. We're not going to do that normally.
Yeah, I don't think that's
the
fair.
The runestones, I found how to turn those on.
Yeah, I just you have to assume everybody's at a similar level for the runestones to be fair, and we have no idea what level everybody's at.
Yeah, Brian didn't like that. He was like, well, that's the whole point.
Yeah, the whole point of getting them is to use them. Why would you even...
Because it's not fair.
Right, so then Jared picked a runestone, and I picked a runestone, and Brian... Once it was locked in, Brian was like, oh, why'd you guys only pick one?
Yeah,
I picked all of mine.
And he won't cop to it.
No.
I'm like, Brian, why did you tell us that after you did it?
Oh, don't you know how to use the control button?
Oh, he's a scoundrel.
Yes, he is.
I'm super satisfied to know that he has never won a game, though. That I can feel it sticking in his craw. I assume you won that game that it looked like it was going to be him for a little bit, and then you came, Ray, and then you came and won.
Yeah, he made one fatal flaw at the very end. He went after Jared instead of taking me out by getting rid of my talisman.
Oh, right. Yeah, I do remember that.
If he would have done that, then just attacked Jared, he would have won.
Right.
Nope, but he's got it out for me for some reason. And I can. I ended up conceding that game. I mean, you still would have won, but it would have went on for hours.
Yeah, exactly.
I won one the other night, and then Adam went and bought the actual game, the hard copy of the game, and we played on Sunday.
Yeah, with Shady Adam and Cole rules.
Yeah, they didn't know understand. I kept saying, I'm like, the online version says this, and they're like, nope. But Nick ended up winning that one with the assassin by stabbing me in the back repeatedly at the Crown of Command.